Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember the part, Lee? Because I remember it very well, all the articles about how Elon Musk was finished.
Oh, yeah.
Done. No one was ever going to buy his stuff again.
Right, yeah.
Because he was, of course, a Nazi. Not like a good Nazi, like Grand Platner.
Yeah, but the tattoo and everything.
Right, like a Democrat Nazi, but like a bad Nazi.
You're right, yeah.
Like a Republican Nazi, mm-hmm. I mean. Like that. And he was finished. He was done. Because remember, for a while there, I mean, the main buyers of Tesla, I guess, are liberal people. And I guess sales tanked a bit. And
some of the initial ones, yeah.
Yeah. And Elon Musk was finished, man. He was going to be broke. Fast forward to today.
Yes.
Guess it didn't work out for them, did it? It worked out for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to laugh here because this is one of those things, okay, that reminds me of like Y2K. Nobody really knows what it is. They just know that there's something there and we need to talk about it.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
What is the SpaceX product?
It's rockets.
Yeah. What? No, I know. To go to space, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So it's okay. You know what I think? I think a lot of people buying it today won't know either. Like, okay, yeah, it's rockets and go to space. Mm-hmm. But like, what is the product though? Are a lot of people going to want to go to space? How are we going to get rich? I think the thing with Elon Musk, I don't think people actually know. There's a satellite component, of course, and an internet component. Yeah, right. But neither of them super well developed beyond the demonstration phase, and then there's speculation about what SpaceX is doing with robots too going forward. I mean, I actually know what it's about, but a lot of this stuff is kind of theoretical. Mm-hmm. But Elon Musk has such a record of success that people are like, I don't care about the details. Yeah. Give me that stock at 135. They're thinking it'll make 4,000 millionaires today. And don't be surprised if he's not wildly successful, even though it looks extremely dubious.
No.
That's just sort of the Elon, you know, Musk formula. I just think it's funny watching these stories on the news where nobody I've watched so far can actually explain with real specificity what exactly the product is. Yes, we know he's developing rockets and, you know, satellites and stuff. Okay, but what is the end product exactly that you're going to monetize for X dollars at X cost and then get Y returns? No one could say. I just think it's really funny. It's just faith in a man. And one of my favorite interviews with him, Lee, I loved this question. Elon Musk, he was asked, you know, what if all your money was gone tomorrow? Mm-hmm. What if you were broke? What would you do? And he said, I wouldn't be worried about that. And he said, I'd be fine. And the interviewer said, well, how would you be fine? He said, well, people will just give me money. And the interviewer just like jaw dropped. And he's like, yeah, they'll just give me money. Because he said they're, you know, they'll want to invest in me to start a new company. It'll be fine. And you know what? He's not wrong. They probably would. And I don't mean give him money like to pay his bills. Right. I mean like investment.
Invest. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's probably absolutely right. I think the guy could lose big one time. And so people be like, well, that's an aberration. Here, buy his stock. So it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out for him today. But I'm really glad that he has been so successful. Meanwhile, the calls from Europe to arrest him are growing, Lee. I don't know if you're following this. I am. It's terrifying. They are point blank saying, and this is actually true, that he has violated the Online Safety Act, which he has.
Right, because it's a flawed law.
Oh, absolutely, because they want him, and the government of the UK has demanded that he take down those videos. So is the Irish government, of the beheading of that poor man.
The attempted beheading, but I mean,
his eyes were gouged
out. And
oh yeah, and you can see in the video the guy's sawing away right there in the thing. Yeah. You know what's crazy about this? Just as an aside, you know, note on this story, that that guy was an African immigrant and a Muslim who did that, a migrant who had just arrived. The guy who got his neck sawed and his eyes gouged out was a neighbor. And he went to him and he said, hey, let me help. Welcome to Ireland. Let me help you move. And he did. For 4 days, he helped him move. You know what's ironic about that? Everybody hates moving, right? Like it's the most miserable thing besides, mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe childbirth and surgery. in my experience.
I only know about one of those.
Yeah, don't try the other. No fun. But beautiful result, but yes. No fun. So so he lets the guy help him unload the moving van, unload the boxes, do all the work for 4 days, then tries to behead him in the street. Then do it on day one, because who wants to move alone, right?
Yeah.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a metaphor that is for all of Europe. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they're threatening to arrest him because they have asked him to take the video down because it makes people racist when they see it and they want to get violent. What? No, I mean, racism is not what's the problem here. Yes, you want to get violent when you see an innocent man who obviously has a good heart get his head almost sawed off in the street.
Like you've said about Democrats here, it is more wrong to hurt someone's feelings than to actually kill them or try to.
Yes, absolutely. And so they have demanded Elon Musk take it down. Musk not only refused, but he doubled down on it and blamed them, European elites, for this.
Yeah.
And so they're now saying that they want to arrest him for violating the Online Safety Act, which, think about this, Lee, if he stepped foot in the UK or in Ireland right now, got off a plane, he wouldn't come back for a long time. He'd be in prison because he has refused and rebuffed their demands that he take it down. They are blaming him for the fact that Belfast is burning.
Right.
Not the migrant.
Right, exactly.
Not the immigration policies. And people don't realize how radical Ireland is. Their laws are actually worse than the ones in England. You can't, not only can you not make a derogatory statement of any kind about an immigrant, even if it's true, even if you are quoting actual crime stats from the government, you can't do it. It's even worse than that. You can't criticize migration policy at all online. It is considered racist. You can't have a debate. That's how bad it is. So you can understand how bad what Elon Musk did, according to their laws, because obviously X is in that country, it did. I mean, he flat out blamed the whole thing on them and reposted the video.
I'm old enough to remember something called the IRA, and I'm not talking about the individual retirement accounts. I'm talking about the Irish Republican Army there and the terrorist attacks that they did on the against the crown. And you don't want to mess with the Irish.
No, they will light
you up. You
don't
want to get them stirred up. Yeah, exactly. Just like they did those electric buses and other vehicles in Belfast, I believe.
So think about this for a moment. This is a guy who may become a trillionaire in short order.
On paper.
On paper. And this is the world's probably foremost, most successful businessman at the moment.
Yeah.
And if he stepped off a plane into the UK or Ireland, he'd be arrested. Let that sink in. Pretty good chance it would happen in France, too, because remember, he's under criminal investigation there for violating their free speech or anti-free speech laws as well. Now, think about this. If Democrats are in charge, they're already vowing to extradite Trump and Hegseth to The Hague for criminal, war crimes.
Yeah, right.
But, right? Like that, they're going to run on that in 28. They will absolutely extradite Elon Musk. So today he's, capitalist man of the hour. Yeah. He could be, I'm telling you, the wrong administration wins in 28. He will be extradited for trial to Europe.
He probably better hurry up and occupy Mars then.
Yeah, he's going to need it. They got free speech there still.
I don't think we have an extradition treaty with Mars yet.
No, but you can see the absolute panic in the UK, the laws that have been proposed and the measures proposed in the last couple of days. Now Keir Starmer is demanding that all of these tech titans, this is the ones making the phones, install software that will evaluate every text, photograph, graphic on your phone before encrypting it and save those that the AI, that the algorithm says are potentially in violation of speech laws.
Wow. That's stunning.
Yes. And if you produce and market or deliver a phone like that to UK shores, you could be arrested.
You know, we used to worry about the thought police. Now it's the image police.
Yeah, it's all, well, it's all of it. Because you know why? You know what's really killing them is the memes.
Yeah.
That's what they want. They don't want the memes. So they're so concerned. They're not just going to put Elon Musk in prison if they can. They want to go in your phone and install that software.
Satire is sacrilege to them.
I mean, that's at that point, that's China. So they've threatened to do that in the last couple of days because they're in a panic over this beheading because it affects them. So, oh, by the way, a 44-year-old woman in Italy was just beheaded. This is the last 48 hours by another migrant.
Good grief.
So there's so much to cover up and so little time. And that doesn't even count, Keir Starmer, giving them 3 months. He says, we need to protect 16-year-olds and under on the internet. And so everyone's going to need to present a digital ID in order to be able to use the internet. And if not, your phone will be locked down at the source. In other words, it'll still work for phone calls and stuff, but you can't go on the internet. So you present the digital ID and prove you're not 16. That's been the last 3 days too. So they're going full on totalitarian response. So understand, Elon Musk will only be a free man unless and until Democrats win. That is who is having, we think, probably, this successful IPO today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.